Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about Impress, Press On Falsies, and Press On Manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles, and the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress, that's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles, and then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos!
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Hello, hello, Miss Kirby Johnson.
We're back.
We are back. I have a question.
Yes.
If you had to compete in any Olympic sport, what would it be?
Y'all aren't going to like this answer.
Why?
I'm not an Olympics person.
Oh, you don't watch it at all?
I don't care. I know it sucks.
No, it doesn't suck. It's a lot. It's like a lot of commitment, a lot of emotions.
Patrick is a diehard, you know, Olympics person. We obviously know and adore Tara Lipinski, who is an Olympian who is married to Patrick's best friend. So there's the prestige and the honor, and I respect it. I just don't go into it. Also, I think, like, the time difference is kind of whack for me.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. Like, I definitely appreciate it, and I'll watch it when it's on. I'm not, like, I'm tuning in at my convenience.
Okay.
But I do get wrapped up in, like, the story.
Yes.
The origin stories of these athletes, how hard they worked, and, like, you know.
I like reading about that stuff. We did watch the men's, like, swimming relay.
Yeah.
When I watch it, I'm like, this is fucking incredible. I can't believe people do this. Like, how is this even physically possible?
Yeah, and I'm constantly like, how tall are they? How strong are they?
These people jumping into the pools, I'm like, how are you jumping that far into a pool? I would literally belly flop. There is no physical way I would be able to do it. It's incredible.
Oh my God, no. And then Suni Lee.
I know. She is so cute.
And so strong. We could never.
Literally could never. And I know, like, there was so much discourse around Simone Biles.
Yeah, we could have a whole episode about that.
truly, one of my favorite hot takes from all this discourse is someone was like, I love that the people complaining about like Simone not being like strong enough to like compete barely can wear a mask inside like a Ralph's.
Totally.
Like they're complaining about wearing a mask in a Ralph's. I'm like, okay, yes. Exactly. I'm yes. like, you're not in her position. And I do think that honestly, I wasn't totally familiar with the Olympic gymnastics team. So when she did say that she was like stepping back, I kind of was like, oh, because they made it so much about her.
Totally.
So then when Suni won, I was like, oh my God, like, why haven't we been
right paying attention
this whole time?
Totally. They're all so talented, so strong.
And they won silver. Like, this is ridiculous.
It's definitely like part of the media's fault for focusing on the negative and society for following that, you know, and honing in on the negative. Because meanwhile, yeah, Suni has been kicking ass for years and years and years. And look at her now.
She's like shining, like the little star that she is.
Gold medal Olympian. Anyways.
Okay. Well, we're back after our little hiatus. I'm not going to lie. It was really nice not having to worry about an upload.
I know.
It was very relaxing. I was like, oh, okay. I don't have to do that.
The longest break we've taken, I feel like.
But then I would also have like FOMO when I would see beauty news and I'm like, ugh.
I know. So much to talk about. But I actually do feel like it does slow down a little bit in the summer. So we missed our listeners, but I feel like we didn't really miss much in the news world. And everything we did miss, we'll cover today, obviously.
Yes. Starting with, this is going to be quick, but we have news on the Ulta at Target announcement. Starting this month, you will start to see little Ulta beauties being born into Targets. They're having their little birth. They're being shoved out the birth canal, and they're going to be popping up everywhere. So this is a Megan Decker news story from Refinery 29.
You heard it from Megan Decker first.
Shout out to Megan Decker. Megan Decker.
She works harder than Kris Jenner.
Truly. It's like before long, there's going to be like Megan Decker worldwide. Okay. So starting in August, Ulta Beauty will debut at over 100 Target stores nationwide, with plans quickly to scale over 800 locations in the coming years. So this is like for the long haul. This isn't just like a 2 or 3 year ordeal. I mean, unless it just does poorly and who knows, they may scrap it. But I highly, highly doubt that. The shop and shop model, Megan says, will be called Ulta Beauty at Target, and it'll be 1,000 square feet of retail space. Y'all know this because we've talked about it before. But the big news here is that it is going to be ready to go starting this month. I'm trying to look to see where you can like kind of figure out where there might be. Further, the online experience also coming August via Target.com and the Target app will reflect the look and feel of shopping Ulta Beauty online. Interesting. So if you can't get to your own Ulta Beauty within Target store, you can shop that experience online. Interessante.
I know we talked about this before, but like, I just wonder like what the money looks like here. Like what's in the contract? Like how does one even like outline?
Same. And mostly for the brands. Like, I don't even care about like the Ulta
right.
and Target of it all. I want to know like for these brands going in, how much of their percentage has dwindled from this collaboration?
Yeah.
Are they banking on it just being exposure to like a different audience maybe? I don't know.
Right. Now is a Sunday Riley and Tarte. Do they want prime real estate at an Ulta at Target versus just an Ulta, you know? We shall see. But exciting shop and shop news.
I hope I go into a Target and see an Ulta in there. I'll take pics.
I wonder, will this be middle of America, like, or I should say cities where there aren't a lot of Ulta Beauties and Targets? I feel like in LA and Southern California, everywhere there's a Target, there's like an Ulta nearby. So it like doesn't
totally.
Really make sense.
The one on La Brea and Santa Monica Boulevard. That
yeah.
one, it's literally they're next door to each other.
Exactly.
So I highly doubt that they will be.
But obviously there are Targets everywhere. There just aren't as many Ultas. And so I'm wondering if we're going to see this, you and I, you know, being in LA.
If y'all see it, will y'all take pictures and send them to us either via DM or email? I would love to see like what they look like in the wild.
Yeah. tag us.
And let us know where at.
Yes, great ask. We've got some more exciting Shop and Shop news. This looks like it's the future of retail shopping, ladies, gentlemen, and folks. So JCPenney Beauty is now welcoming 13 Loon. So as Kirby pointed out before we started recording, there was Sephora's at JCPenney previously, and now that it is fully exited, and now they are welcoming 13 Loon. If you are not familiar with 13 Loon, 13 Loon was founded by Nikeo Grieco. She is the owner and founder of Nikeo Beauty. And Patrick Herning, he is the co-founder of 11 Honoré, which is an inclusive luxury fashion brand. So the two of them founded 13 Loon, and 13 Loon is a inclusive beauty and wellness e-com platform carrying predominantly Black and Brown founded beauty brands. So they are now going to go into JCPenney's. You'll be able to shop them, which is really amazing. And I feel like it's going to be a slow rollout. It starts October 2021, but I think this is a really exciting partnership, and I feel like a really great move because there are still lots of JCPenney's across the country.
Yeah, they're giving 13 Loon the opportunity to be retail, which they obviously weren't previously when they first launched. Obviously, strictly, you know, DTC, online, all that good stuff. So now having this opportunity for people to go into a store, touch the product, see the product, I think is going to give more opportunities to POC-owned brands, which is super important. And yeah, I mean, Nikeo is a force within the industry. So anything that she does, I'm fully in support of. I think she's fantastic. And I follow her on Instagram and I love keeping up with her family. If you don't follow her, you definitely should. This woman's like a walking billboard for her brand. So very exciting store-in-store news.
Yeah, and if you guys see a 13 Loon in a JCPenney, please tag us too.
Yes, we would love to see what the layout looks like because we don't have any images of that yet.
No, I think it might still be in the works, but we'll keep you guys posted. But if you do see it before us, please let us know.
Okay, y'all, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Kimberly Noel Kardashian West is back in the beauty news.
Kimsaprincess.inc.
I wonder if she, I would love to interview her and be like, Kim, do you regret this? Or is it like a time capsule of like when you created your business? Kim's a princess. Like, I just picture little like asterisks and the little Enye signs and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so KKW, Kim Kardashian, it was reported that she is launching skincare, which this is inevitable. We knew that this was going to happen. What hasn't Kimberly dabbled in, right? I love calling her Kimberly. I love when people's names are Kim and their real name obviously is Kimberly. I wish I had a long first name so I had like a short nickname. Okay.
Kerberly.
Kerberly. Oh, I've had people ask me if my real name is Kerbina. They always think Kirby is something. Yeah. Kerbalina. Stop it. They're like, what's your real name? I'm like, it's Kirby. They're like, oh, it's not a nickname?
Shut up. That no. is not true.
No, it's true. It's truly real. I've had this, Kimberlina. Unfortunately. Kerbalina.
Sorry, Kerbalina.
Kerbalina. Wow, so embarrassing. Okay, it says somebody found that there was a trademark, which I applaud the people that spend all their time on the trademark websites because truly it's hard. It's hard like finding these things, filing these things. I'm sure obviously Kris Jenner like tips people off to this stuff, but there was a trademark that was filed for SKKN Skin, which I thought was interesting for two reasons that I'll get into in a second. And it was news that Kim Kardashian's Kim's a Princess Inc. is launching Skin, I guess is how they're going to pronounce it. Skin by Kim. Well, it could be Skin, SKKN, or SKKN by Kim, whatever.
It's for sure Skin.
It's Skin, for sure, 100%. But yeah, so that's happening. The trademark was filed, I think, like July 21st or something, so recently. I'm sure this has been in the works for a while and they're getting it going. This reminds me of when she first launched Skims, but it was Kimono. Remember that?
Yep.
And I remember being like, this is the dumbest name ever, not to mention just like appropriative and like idiotic. Kimono? Why? Like, are you making robes? Like, what are you making? Like, this is so dumb. Why would you make this?
She just wanted to have her name in it. That's all.
Yeah, she really did. And then Kim was like, I understand now. I'm sorry. If you have an idea for a name, let me know. And I remember I like tweeted at her like a bunch of different names. I can't even remember what they were. I'm embarrassing. But when she came out with Skims, I'm like, this should have been the name from the beginning. It is perfect. Her name is in there.
Skin, Skims.
Couldn't you just do Skims Beauty? Couldn't it be like skincare?
Yep.
Call it skincare. Oh my God, call it skim care, Kimberly. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because she is receiving a cease and desist from a brand called Skin, SKKN Plus Skincare, which, yes, there are fair. Some issues there. Very fair. Obviously, you think they would look into this stuff. Again, they have more money than God, so they probably just thought no one is going to fight us on this because we are who we are. I don't even like it. I think it looks ugly. SKKN? I don't like it.
So is this her stepping away again from KKW Beauty? Like just trying to start new?
Okay, so that's the other reason I find this fascinating is because there's no W. It's just KK, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, right.
Is she going to drop the W? We had our thoughts about why she's reformulating or rebranding or whatever with the Seed Beauty drama. But I couldn't see her like renaming KKW Beauty.
No.
Right?
No.
I can't see her doing that. I think it would be weird.
SKKN also is like too close to SK2.
Ooh, yeah. I don't know. And I think people are just going to be confused on how to say this. Sk-n. I don't like how it looks either. I hate it.
For some reason, like I don't like the double K.
Me either. Me either. Call it skim care. Call it skim care, Kimberly. Listen to us. We know what we're talking about. Call it skim care.
Save yourself from a lawsuit.
Skims is performing extremely well. It's freaking great. Call it skim care. What else could she call it, Sarah? Call it like North.
Yeah.
Call it Chicago. Or Saint or something. What's the other kid's name?
Saint.
Why do I keep on wanting to call him Judah?
I don't know what his name is. Wait. North.
Hold on. North.
Saint.
Yep.
Chicago.
Chicago. Oh, Psalm. Psalm.
Psalm.
Psalm. That baby is cute. That's a real cute baby. All the children are adorable.
All of their babies are really beautiful.
Let's be real. They're all gorgeous. Anyways, so the too long didn't listen of it all, y'all, is that Kim's getting a cease and desist. I highly doubt SKKN is going to stick around, and I truly hope it doesn't. Mario, Chris, Appleton, can y'all intervene here? Put a little birdie in Kim's ear. This is not it, sister. Just change the name of your skincare line. I would love to know what y'all think Kim's skincare line should be called. I don't know if skim care is actually a good name.
We also like just have glazed over the fact that like, does she really need to come out with a skincare line?
Okay, that's a great point, Sarah. If this is Kylie Skin 2.0, I don't want it.
We don't want it.
I don't want it. I need some legit, luxurious looking packaging. Kim, you need to elevate. I don't want whatever KKW was. I don't want whatever Kylie Skin is. I need some elevation here. I want to be proud that I have this sitting on my vanity with some formulas that are a little bit more advanced than just like a walnut and like a hyaluronic acid.
Or like if she's coming out with a singular product to help with psoriasis, something that we all know that she has and struggles with.
Oh my God, yes.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes. Do that. Do that. That's actually the one product from KKW that I really, truly love.
Body makeup.
Is the body makeup. Because it makes sense. And she talks about it. It's a personal thing. Kim Kardashian is one of the most beautiful human beings on the planet. And she deals with psoriasis. And she talks about this. She gets it on her face, her body. And it's something that, you know, it sucks when you're dealing with a flare-up. Especially when you're in a position like her, who's constantly photographed, constantly on set. And I was like, this makes sense. And I thought it was a really good campaign.
And it's a great product.
It's a great product. I really, really enjoy using it. The brush is awesome. Mm-hmm. And so that makes sense for me. If this is a skincare or even a body care product that can help, obviously it's not going to be prescription or anything, but if it could somehow soothe the skin for flare-ups mm-hmm. of any kind, made for especially sensitive skin, something like that, I think that would be the best way to go. Not a whole regimen of random crap with buzzy ingredients in it.
Exactly. She has all the money in the world, all the relationships in the world with the best doctors and formulators. She could easily come up with something really innovative if she really wanted to. And I hope that she does. I hope she goes that route.
If anybody in here knows Kim, can y'all just like send her this segment? Kim, we want to help you. I respect you as a business person. Like, I want to help you with this. Let's get a good name going yep. and let's get a good product. Yep. I'm sure it's already done, signed, sealed, and delivered.
We're here for you.
We're
unsolicited advice.
Exactly. We're here. I wanted just to hit on something. I was in Orlando this past week. I went for this conference, the company called Aesthetics Biomedical. Y'all may be familiar because the Vivace treatment, they created that. And we talked about Vivace with Dr. Ava in May. They basically had this big symposium for people to come out and learn a little bit more about different treatments they offer. Like, I got my blood taken and then it was centrifuged and then my plasma was put in a product that they call SoMe. It's like PRP skincare. Jury's still out. I'm just starting to use it. I'm not sure if I necessarily believe that PRP skincare is like that effective, but TBD. And while I was there, we extended our trip, Patrick and I, and we went to Disney World. We masked up, don't worry. But it was nice to feel like we were finally getting back into like some kind of normalcy because we haven't been to any Disney park since like January 2020. So the last day we were there, y'all don't know this, but I've been sick, not contagious sick, but I've been sick for, I don't freaking know. Like, it's been 35 days. It's been horrible. When I went to Texas, this happened. I thought I had COVID because went in Texas, got tested. I was negative.
When in living in 2020, 2021, you just think you have COVID.
Yeah, exactly. And when I got home, it just progressively got worse. I've been to the doctor like 7 times. I've been on steroids. I've been on antibiotics. Like, nothing is fixing this like throat, nose thing. When I asked people on Instagram, they were like, oh yeah, like my doctor said that when people get colds now, it's just so long standing because we haven't been out and our like immunity isn't there. And I'm like, this doesn't feel like a cold. My chest cough is like out of control. Yeah. And my doctor said that I don't have bronchitis. I don't have walking pneumonia. I don't have COVID. I don't have the Delta variant. So I'm kind of like, I don't know what else to do here. I've done literally everything physically possible in the name of modern and like wellness practices. So we were staying at the Waldorf Astoria in Orlando and they have a Himalayan salt room. Have you ever done this?
I have. I have been in a Himalayan salt room. They have them at the one Korean spa that I go to that I haven't been to in like ages, but it was your first time?
It was my first time and I didn't know what to expect, but one of Patrick's friends DM'd him when she saw that she was in, or he was in Orlando, and she was like, oh, if you can go to the Waldorf and go to the Himalayan salt room. And he's like, we're staying here. And I was like, yeah, what are the benefits of that? And we read them and it's like an expectorant. So you can like cough stuff up, basically clear your head. And I'm like, well, maybe that's what I need. So we booked massages after 3 days at the park. Best decision ever. If you're a Disney person, just freaking book a massage the day after. And then I was like, I'm going to go in the salt room. And I stayed in there for about 30 minutes. And it was really interesting. I did not know what to expect, but it was crazy. Like, I had my phone in there and little particles of salt were all over it. I was wearing these like Nike sandals and they were like, it's all in my sandals. And she said, hold one side of my nose, inhale, and then do it for the other side and then breathe in or all this stuff. So we were on our way to the airport and like my nose was just running. It was crazy. It was crazy. My cough is still there. I'm going to the doctor today. But I was really fascinated with the benefits of this. And for anybody that might be curious, it's said that It needs to be a Himalayan rock salt room. The Himalayan rock salt has the minerals. You need the minerals from the Himalayan salt. The benefits are said to do things like boost your mood, clear your stuffy nose, give your skin a healthy glow. And, you know, the Himalayan rock salt that you would normally find in like caves and stuff, they're rich in minerals with things like calcium, potassium, magnesium, iodine, obviously sodium, copper. So the point of it is that you're kind of absorbing these minerals when you breathe in that salty air. And it says that like the negative ions in the salt have been said to improve mental health conditions. The proven science behind them is not necessarily there.
Yeah.
But I will say that I was like drinking the Kool-Aid because I was like, oh, okay, this is kind of helping me breathe better and help me cough up some things that I felt needed to be removed. So if you're curious, if you feel like you have nothing else to try like I did, look into a Himalayan salt room and give yourself a little TLC. I fully enjoyed it. It was very peaceful as well.
Yeah, it's like really pretty.
And it makes you just focus on your breathing and relaxing.
Oh, I'm like dying to get into a spa.
Yes, girl.
I might have to do that soon. Shake your body.
So now it's time for
What's on Your Face?
Okay, so because we haven't done this in a hot minute, we both picked two products that we've been testing and loving. Sarah.
Yes.
I need to know about this.
I feel like I've mentioned it before, maybe not on the podcast, but I have to you. It is a product I have been trying for the last couple months, and I wrote about it for Refinery because I loved it. It is by a brand called Hani, and it is their weighted razor. I just, like, have not found a razor in my 34 years of existence that I actually like to use. I always am, like, cutting myself, or I feel like I'm not getting a really close shave. This razor has given me the closest shave of my life. It's so easy to use. It's really cute, and it is super sustainable. It is made of 100% metal. It's a single blade razor. You keep the razor forever and just replace the blade, obviously, every, you know, I think like 4 to 5 weeks or however often, based on how often you use the razor. But what's really cool about it, besides the fact that it's cute and it's sustainable, is that it's weighted. There's like a bit of a learning curve. It'll take you like a minute to learn how to use it. But you basically don't have to apply pressure when you are shaving yourself. It feels weird at first because you want to apply pressure, obviously, when you're shaving, but you don't have to. So you just glide it up. And the way that the founder described the product, which it makes sense. She's like, it's like dermaplaning for your body. Also because you can use it in the shower, but she made a shaving cream product that allows you to use this razor dry, like outside of the shower. So it is like dermaplaning your skin. You just gently like glide the razor up your underarms or on your bikini line or on your legs, and you hear a little scraping motion, and it is really, it obviously is getting the hair, but I feel like it really is shaving off like the dead skin on your body. So I'm absolutely obsessed. It is this super cute pink razor. It also comes in like a burgundy. It's $38, so it is a bit of an investment, but you never have to buy another razor again. And at first, I also was really scared to use a single blade razor. I don't know if you use single blade razors, Kirby. Like, I know that there are a bunch of really beautiful single blade razors out there, but for whatever reason, I get like really intimidated to like nick myself. But this is like so easy to use, so seamless. I actually like look forward to shaving my underarms and my legs. I should also mention that the razor was made specifically for a woman's body. The curve of the razor head was specifically made to fit your underarms. It's great for like sensitive areas like your bikini line, the pubic area. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed to anyone who will listen to me talk about it.
I need this. Go to their website, y'all. The website is selling it for me. I want it bad.
I know, such great branding, right?
freaking cute, just for starters. The video of how to put the razor on the razor handle, super helpful. And then, I mean, everything about it just looks incredible. I'm so excited.
Exactly. They make this like really cute little stand for it. So it almost looks like a little like decorative piece in your bathroom. Like you aren't embarrassed to have your razor out. You almost like want to display it. So yeah. And then you think about like all of the millions of plastic razors that end up who knows where, not being recycled. You're, you know, helping save the planet while also getting a very close shave.
I buy the razor heads. I have the Harry's razor that I really like. So I haven't bought like a new razor per se in literally years. But obviously like the Harry's, they're like four or five blades. I love like a single blade razor. I remember the first time I ever tried one was when I went to get laser hair removal on my face when I was in college. And they were like, you have to shave your face. And it was before I'd ever shaved it before. And I was like freaking out that it was all going to grow back like black and dark, which it obviously didn't. But I hung on to that razor because I was like, oh, this is good shit. And then I started using it on my legs. I'm like, why would I ever use another razor? And then I just never found another one.
Oh, well, okay. We'll have to get you one of these.
This is awesome. Okay. That's a great wife. I'm literally going to purchase this. This is incredible.
Okay. What's on your wife?
Mariana Hewitt. This woman knows some good shit, okay? And she talked about the Refi. I have no idea how to say it properly. But the brand reached out to me and said, hey, we'd love to send you our products. Let me know what you think. And I was like, yeah, sure. You know, I talk about a lot of brow products. We talked about Kosas. I talked about Too Faced recently. I'm like, we'll see how this does. Y'all, this is the way. This is the way. This is the brow product. This surpasses literally everything else for me on the market.
What?
I am truly shooketh to my core at how good this is, okay? So the founder, Jess Hunt, I believe she's an influencer. This brand has like a pretty big following in the UK. But she created these brows, and you've probably maybe seen this ad on Instagram if you scroll through Instagram a lot. This girl has like amazing bushy that are just lifted and feathery. And you're like, oh my God, I need whatever this girl has. And when Mariana mentioned it, she also said like, this is a fellow influencer. She likes to support brands that are new because obviously she knows what they're going through. And when she mentioned it, I have to admit like influencer brands, not necessarily like the first brand that I like jump to, but let me tell you an effing story. This brow gel, first of all, it's called Brow Sculpt. I'm looking at this image on the website. It's like incredible. I'm like, yep, this is what my brows look like when I use it. Y'all, I don't want to say this because I feel like it's going to turn some people off, but it's like super glue for your brows. It stays put. It gives you the most lifted, feathery looking brows of all time. And it's both soft and sturdy. Mm-hmm. Like it keeps your brows in place, but they look super feathery. I can't say anything better about how amazing this brow sculpt is. It's $24. Basically allows you to shape the brow into place. So I will do that first. And then I go and I use the brow pencil. This brow pencil is tinier than literally any other brow pencil I've ever used. And I think that's why I like it so much. Because I'm not putting so much product on my brow. Mm-hmm. And then I'm able to brush it through. And it just gives my brows this really perfect lifted look that stays put. I literally wore this in Orlando in the humidity when it was like 90 degrees. We were sweating our asses off. And my brows stayed put. Like it did not budge. So if your brows are super stubborn and they kind of go, you know, maybe they're wiry, maybe they go every which way, maybe they never stay up when you use other brow products, I implore you to try Refi or Refi, R-E-F-Y, and try the brow sculpt. A lot of people were asking me, do you have the brow sculpt or the brow pomade? I'm not personally a huge fan of the pomade. I don't really like the applicator, like the way that works. It was a little difficult for me, but the brow sculpt and the brow pencil are chef's kiss. Try it out.
I'm dying to try this. Dying.
Yeah, it's good. It's real good.
I can't wait.
Okay, this next pick of yours is also a pick of mine. I think it's great.
Oh, okay. So, as you know, I got curtain bangs. It was sort of like, I was like, hey, Sal, I need to like cover up and disguise this postpartum regrowth. He's like, let's like get some layers in there. And then, you know, an hour later, I had curtain bangs. And of course, they looked great when Sal styled it. But I like did not pay attention to how he styled it. And also like forgot, because I, you know, we were talking and I wasn't paying attention. It's been so long since I've had bangs and I forgot how annoying they are. And I even texted Kirby over the weekend because I was like getting ready for a wedding and I was like trying to like style them and I almost like had a breakdown. And I was like, I fucking hate bangs. And then she was like, yes, they're really annoying, but once you learn how to style them, you'll be okay. So next day I took a shower, you know, did my hair. And then I realized Jenny Cho's collaboration with R&Co just came out and they had just sent samples to my house and I reached for, she has two products. One of them is Velvet Curtain. It is a cotton touch texture balm, which great job with the name and the description of this product. That is exactly it. It is a dry styler that you can use to add volume and hold and texture, but it's not too wet. And I feel like I often find that texturizing and styling products can either be too wet and it'll look like a glob on my fingers and then it like almost feels like a gel and it's not quite like right, or it'll be too dry and flaky and then it almost looks like I have dandruff and it's just like also not doing it for me. This is the perfect moisturizing dry styler. And it is exactly what I need to help me tame and work with these new curtain bangs. But I even use it to add texture to like my waves after I curl them. It's great for like little flyaways or frizz. It's gonna, you know, hide them and tame them without making it look wet or heavy. I just love how it feels. It's a really, really beautiful product. It's $34. And if you have bangs, definitely get this. If you are just looking for like a nice product to add texture to your hair, this is it. If you want a product to help give you a little bit of volume without it being crunchy or wet, this is it. And then I just want to mention that her other product, the dry conditioner, is also really great. And that is a great product if you suffer from like irritated or dry, itchy scalp. It is a great alternative to like a drying dry shampoo. It's gonna really like hydrate your scalp and but still like absorb all of the like sweat and like sebum. So yeah, you like this too.
Yeah, both the Jenny Cho products from R&Co are great. Yeah, the Velvet Curtain is awesome. And Sarah keeps mentioning that, you know, it doesn't make her hair like look wet. And that's the thing for me. Oftentimes with like these types of pomades, I put them through, even the tiniest amount makes my hair like kind of separate almost. It makes it look like it's greasy, and this does not do that. I use this a lot in Orlando.
We got a double wife approval.
Wife approved. Real quick, last one. Umma by Sharon C. Y'all, this mascara is the way.
Oh.
It's $8, whoa, so there's really no excuse to not buy it. You can get it only at Walmart. It's called Batter Boom Au Naturel Volumizing Mascara in black, y'all. And let me tell ya, lashes, black as hell, volume to the sky. I swear, this is my new favorite. This is my new favorite.
Is
like,
it?
Yeah. You know, I'm always going to be, like, I love Voluminous, love L'Oreal. But let me tell you, like, this, for the price, it is better than most expensive mascaras that I've ever tried. No flaking, have had zero flakes. A lot of people ask me about transfer. Y'all, transfer is not a mascara problem. It's really like how you're either applying your skincare, yep, or the shape of your eyes and like how they're set on your face. So if you do deal with transfer, you need to kind of look into your skincare regimen or buy one of those little plates that you can put on your lid, yeah, to apply. I bought one of those from Ulta. It was a great investment. It was literally not even an investment, like $10. But if you want these voluminous, flirty, not too wet, not too dry, not glossy, not super matte, flirty Bambi lashes. This is it. This is it. If you want to see what it looks like, a before and after, I have it on my Instagram, on my grid. I have mascara on and mascara off, and it looks so good. So, so good. I can't get enough of this stuff. I will say, I think it may dry out a little quickly. Usually mascaras last me like 3 months and then I toss them. This might be more like 2.5.
Okay, but it's $8, so...
It's literally $8, y'all. So go get it. Sharon Shooter did it again. This mascara, it's a bristle brush, if you love bristle brushes. And it's not a Christmas tree shape. It has kind of like an hourglass shape. So it allows you to get to the base of the lashes and all the way up to the tip. I don't worry about like poking my eye out when I do that. And I just am such a huge fan.
I don't it's see like, if your you... before and after. Where is it? Oh, wait, I see it. Oh, I see it now.
Yes, I'm wearing the entire world
the dress.
Cult.
Oh my God, your lashes look dress. Amazing.
Yeah, so this is my new fave. I've been wearing it. I wore it in Orlando. I keep mentioning Orlando, but I feel like Orlando is a good barometer for like if something's going to last because like you're just sweating nonstop.
Hot as a crotch.
Hot as a crotch, ye old Britney Spears said.
Real quick, I'm on your Instagram and I just... saw your photo of you slugging. Do you know who else slugs?
Who?
Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm seeing all this coverage of people interviewing my icon and I'm like...
I know. It's
really a missed opportunity to get a super fan to interview her over here.
I know. I'm really sad that didn't work out for you either. I told you I would have... But Rachel Krauss really wanted to interview her. And it was a really good interview. I would have assigned it to you.
Listen, I applaud anyone that got the opportunity to interview Dolly Parton. But Dolly Parton's team, listen up. She needs to come on Los Angeles. We will have a good time. And Dolly will enjoy it. I trust. We're all Capricorns.
I guess it's not really slugging. However, she says she likes to spread Vaseline all over her face and then she puts a hot washcloth on to let it soak in.
Listen, I'm going to try that tonight. Trying it tonight. I literally just put a shit ton of Vaseline on my face last night. Now I'm going to get the hot washcloth. I'm going to do the Dolly Parton slug.
She says she uses mineral oil pads to take her makeup off and then she washes her face and then she puts the Vaseline and then the hot washcloth.
Listen, we know that she likes makeup. So the mineral oil is getting that makeup off her face. Off.
I'm going to send you this interview. I'm sure every fucking interview that she did, she just gave like so many great quotes. But she just talks about how she like doesn't give an F. Anyone ever has said about the way that she does her makeup or that she looks, you know, artificial or whatever. It's inspiring. She's an inspiring woman. And we're going to get her on here. We're going to get her freaking on the pod.
Well, so the reason why, by the way, all she's doing all this press is because her perfume, Scent from Above, is out now. So if you love Dolly Parton and you appreciate modern science that she has helped back, go ahead and buy Scent from Above. Dolly, if somehow you listen to this, I stan you. I love you.
She was you for Halloween.
I will truly do anything to, like, just be in your presence.
Give us, like, 10 minutes, Dolly.
Yeah, Dolly. I'll take five. I just need to profess my love for you, and then we can just send you on your way. Okay. Y'all, thank you for listening to this episode. We're so glad to be back. If you love us, share our podcast with a friend. Leave us a nice review, follow us on Spotify and on social media. And just a quick reminder, if you're not following us on Instagram, we just posted that we joined a platform called Shop My Shelf. We will have every single product that we have ever mentioned on this platform sooner than later. We're working through our library of episodes, but if you've ever been curious about, oh, what did we talk about in this episode, or I can't remember the name of that product, go to our Instagram. Click the link or go to Shop My Shelf and search Los Angeles. We are on there. We will talk to you on Friday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.